Here we go.
Good afternoon from Athens, Greece. We're in the Love Without Borders Art Gallery in Kypselli. And we're talking to three students today from France. Please introduce yourselves.
Hello, my name is Victor, and I'm an engineering student in Grenoble INP.
I'm Jade, and I'm also an engineering student in Grenoble INP.
Hey, I'm Ellie, and I'm also an engineering student.
Great to have you all with us today, and what an amazing time we've had for the last 5 weeks. It's really been incredible to have you here with us. And we just want to ask, you know, a little bit about your organization and what you all do in France and abroad, so our network can have a better idea about your work.
Okay, so we are a group of 8 students from an engineering group school. So we have been working here at the gallery for a month now. It's our very last day. So we are part of an organization, our student organization from an engineering group of school called Grenoble INP in France. So this organization is called Solidarir, and we do projects, local projects such as helping homeless people with the Red Cross, or organizing holidays for disabled children. And we also do like international projects such as here in Greece, or also in Togo or in India.
That's amazing. And how did you connect with Love Without Borders? Because our network is always very curious about how we have so many students coming for visits.
I think it was the last year students member of the organization. Like, they wanted to have a new project, but due to environmental concerns, they wanted to do a project in Europe and not like in Africa or in Asia. So they tried to stay as like not that far as in France. So they found you. I don't really know how,
but I think it's because of the TED Talks.
Oh, maybe.
I think. Yeah. I'm not sure about that. Maybe asking them could be a great thing.
Yeah, maybe.
So let's talk a little bit about the time that you've spent here with us the last month since you arrived. We've done so many different things. And what was one of the biggest surprises for you that you didn't imagine or you didn't have an idea about before you came?
In Greece in general, or
yes,
in general, like, the heat was quite a thing.
Incredible.
We just landed, and that was like a massive heat wave in my face, and that was crazy. The first night was crazy. I think I had my air conditioning set to like 21 degrees. That was completely crazy, but I think
you get used to it.
You get used to it.
Yes.
And the special thing is the city in Athens, there are a lot of city shops, street shops, and in France, like, you have bigger shops. Here, every 1,000 meters, you have a small shop, something to buy drinks, something to eat, and it was quite surprising at the first sight.
And maybe in the gallery, we were surprised, and it was a great surprise that there is a lot of different families coming here. There is a lot of diversity, and every day is different, and you never do the same things. Mm-hmm. So this is it's a very good thing, I think.
Yes.
Yes, we really try to reach the families that are in the camps, in the refugee camps. They're 1 hour outside of Athens, and they're very isolated. So we really like to bring them into our gallery. And even just today, we brought a man from Africa to paint. He's handicapped. And we just offered him 1 hour to paint and to have lunch with us and take them out of that environment. And so I think it's really, really nice that we have that the space here to do so.
Yeah.
Can you tell us some details about what you did during the time that you've been here?
Yeah, so we did two different things for this month. The first part was the renovation upstairs. With Ahmad, we tried to build a new place to welcome refugees in need for emergency cases. So we renovated the upstairs of the gallery by making a new kitchen, kitchen furnitures, a bathroom, and painting everything, putting a new floor. So we went we almost finished with this renovation. So this is a very good thing for us and for everyone in the gallery, I believe. And the other part of what we did is taking care of the children here coming every day, playing with them upstairs also in the playing room. Sometimes we took them to play football in the park or paint with them. So we tried to make the children have a good time with us and spend the afternoon playing and be happy.
Yes, we are taking children from the housing communities where we're housing families and also from the refugee camp. So we are bringing quite a diverse amount of people from the Middle East and Africa and probably about 14 different countries, which is pretty amazing. And I think there was one day where we had two groups of students from your group from France and another group from NYIT from New York, and we were probably around 45 people, 45 humans.
That was crazy.
Yeah. It was crazy, and we didn't have air conditioning, but we made it through. But I thought there was one moment when I just was thinking, how wonderful is this, that we're just all together. It doesn't matter where you're coming from. And where you're going just today really matters, and it was a really special day, even though it was very crazy. And what were some of the highlights that you really enjoyed from your time in Greece?
I think the day with the 45 people was quite crazy, because that was a melting pot of different culture, and I really sharing with others what's different for me, for them, learn a bit about how things work far away, close to us, like even speaking with Germans was a fun thing. So yeah, that was the highlights of my journey, I guess.
Yeah, and I think it's like amazing that you provide everything for artists and even non-artists, like to offer the capacity to paint and to like to pay their rent or anything, just by doing real work and like to be independent also. Beautiful.
What was one of the highlights for you?
For me, I think it was in general connecting with a lot of people and a lot of different cultures, and that was the time I felt it the most when we went to the camp. Mm-hmm. We went all of us with Ahmad in front of the camp near Athens, and we stayed for like 1 or 2 hours with two families. There were two mothers and I believe like 8 children, and they didn't spoke English, but I felt really connected to them because I believe that we bring some medicines for us for them that were really useful, and thanks to that they were thankful for us, and we we have a really nice time with them. We played with the children and we managed to communicate, even though we didn't spoke the same language. So it was really beautiful, I think, and I like to connect with them.
Yes, I think during this last month, actually, when we did go to the camp, it was a moment for me where I said, this is the most important thing that we could do right now, because those are the most vulnerable people. I don't think as humans we could spend us here more than 2 days in the refugee camp.
Yeah.
It's
unbearable.
Yeah. And for me, I feel the most important time is to be present with those people. It doesn't matter if we're playing with the kids, teaching them English, eating, whatever we're doing, it's so, so important just to be there for them. And I just feel like it's something that we're looking at doing in the near future. And we're really happy that we were able to go there this time so that we could understand a little bit more about the needs. There are many issues, many medical issues that we found out, and there's many people that are suffering in silence. And so now everybody's writing me, it's okay, but we can do something about it. It doesn't have to be huge, but like you mentioned, we were able to bring a nebulizer for a child who's been suffering from asthma. And the mother was so happy. They've been waiting for months to get that. So that's just one of the stories, but there's hundreds of people that need something. And so, yeah, this is something that we're going to be looking at to go there more often and to try to reach more people. Unfortunately, the government doesn't let us inside the refugee camps, but we can still go there and we can still be present for the people. So it's definitely really important job.
And I feel like the fact that the camps are closed for the organization makes it really hard for organization to see and to detect what are the needs for the refugee, for instance, like the mask that we bring, like the families was waiting for a couple months to just get it, and maybe if the doors weren't closed, it would have been like easier for them to get one. So I feel like this is a big issue, these like closed camps, because like it's this humanitarian. Like,
yes, absolutely. I know one of the mothers asked for an inhaler, and I don't remember, it was €7 or something, and she's been also waiting for months because she didn't have the €7. So we have to really try to understand what the people are going through, and we're very thankful that we had opportunities this time while you were here to go there, even though we weren't able to go inside, but that work is very, very, very important. What were some of the challenges that you faced while you were here in Greece the last 4 weeks?
I guess communication. That was the main challenge. When you're facing your kids that don't speak English or barely speak English, just to make yourself understandable can be quite hard sometimes. And even between in our group, like just when we were doing renovation, we are 8 who can work at the same time, or like sometimes it's 2 people, 3 people. Next time it will be just 1 guy. We don't know. So just talking with each other isn't that simple sometimes. Yes, we were living together, but you know, what's going upstairs stays upstairs sometimes. So yeah, I think it's communication. I don't know how you feel, but...
Yeah, I feel the same.
With the renovation, sometimes we had hard times because most of us learned during this month how to do renovation. We were not experienced at all for some of us. So I think sometimes we had some issues, but we managed to fix them all. So it's challenging, but it's fun to do.
I think it's really important to let our audience know about the upstairs. So we have this gallery since 2 years now, and due to financial constraints, we weren't able to do the renovation. And so this is really something we've been waiting for a very long time. And we're doing everything on our own to save money. I think we brought in a plumber at one point to do something, but pretty much everything is done with this team, which is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And you all have done an amazing job. It's really wonderful, and we're very excited to see the outcome. So what we're going to be using that room for is when we do bring families from the camp or the housing communities, the parents can go upstairs and rest and shower and get new clothes and cook, and the kids will be on the other side playing and just enjoying some time. And so yes, this is it's a huge part of the gallery, one of the biggest part, and it's going to be really beautiful.
Yeah.
And so we're excited to share that with everybody. How do your friends and family feel about you taking this time to go all the way back to Greece?
My mom was very proud, I think. So that's a good thing to know, that you make your parents proud of you. And maybe they were also a little bit scared because it's the first time for all of us going on a trip like that for 1 month in a city where many of us never went with another language. But I think we learned a lot, and we grew up also during this trip.
Yes. My parents were also proud, but I had also some reactions. Like, we talk a lot about white saviorism and voluntarism, and some of my friends like were a bit judgmental because some of them just told me like, oh, you're just going on holidays, I don't know, like, you're here to help and you have to like travel to help, but you don't do anything in France because people are also in need in France, so why do you have to take the plane to go help people? But I feel like Love Without Borders is the name of the the association, so I don't know, like I feel like I help also in France and like, you know, so.
You feel like your being here isn't the opposite of helping France, it's two sides of the same piece. I don't know the real expression in English. But,
two sides of the same coin.
Yeah,
something.
I think so. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. In French, it's les deux faces d'une même pièce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the same.
Some French course today.
Yes, exactly.
For my family, it was a bit like Jade and Ellie. Like they were proud of it because, you know, it's always good to see your son or your your daughter to try to help by their smaller. Just trying to help is a great thing in general. So they were proud but a bit curious because Love Without Borders Gallery is quite special. The cultural approach was quite. I've never seen this before, and I think my parents didn't seen this before too, so yeah, that was a great thing for them to learn a bit more about the gallery and the association.
Yes, absolutely, especially when you go back to France and then you're speaking with your family, your community, and we're hopefully going to be sending you back with some art so you can set up an art pop-up event in France, which is pretty fun. What are your thoughts on being back in your community and communicating about your time. It's very impactful.
Yeah, I feel like our experience will help people to be also sensitive to the cause. And we also have an Instagram page, so we share to all of those schools what we do, and also we share the paintings that are here and how do the these things are made here. And we also talked about the camp and the situation of the migrants here. And I feel like our experience will help also others to be sensitive to the refugee issue in Greece and in all the world overall. And we also shot a little vlog of what we did, so, and little interviews, and we did actually interview you, so I think that people will hear about what we did.
It will make people aware, and I think this is a big part of our project, because we don't only do that for us, we do that because we believe that we can change things even at our little scale. But being able to communicate what we did, what we saw here, and communicate it in France, I think that this will raise awareness, and I hope that we could touch people and maybe change mentalities of people that didn't thought about helping refugees before. And by sharing everything we've been through, I hope that it could help the refugees at the end.
I think that many people have questions when you're not living in Greece, or when you don't know the people. So when you come here and you're sitting with the refugee community face to face, you understand,
yes,
even by just looking at their face.
Yeah.
The suffering that they've gone through,
yeah,
the challenges that they're going through, not having a home. You've had to help me translate for many cases. Some of them are very heavy, and I have to be very careful. Sometimes it's a little bit too much for some people, depending on the age and the experience, but this is the reality that we're facing here in Greece. And I think that after you experience the time here with the people, it changes your heart, it changes your mind and your perspective. And then you can go back and create that awareness. And
yeah,
it's like a ripple effect.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
when you have, I think that we're going to have around 100 students this year.
Oh.
By the end of the year, we have more people coming. But it's incredible the amount of students that we're getting every year to spend with us, alongside us, and supporting this community. So if you can imagine every single student going back to their country, telling their friends, we're talking about thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, since 10 years that we've been active. And so even though we try to think very simple by helping one person, buying one piece of art, or supporting one refugee, it's important to not get overwhelmed,
yeah,
because the situation is not getting any better for them.
Yeah.
So it's good to look at it in that way and realize what a big impact you're all making, and especially when you go back.
Yeah.
What are the plans for you all when you get back to France?
First, some vacation. I will go back home and go back home and, you know, rest a bit. And then I think it will be the beginning of the engineering school year, so go back to work. However, I think we will go soon to, we will work soon on the pop-up event for the art exhibition. because I think it's really important to take some distance with what we have done here, but to keep our mind fresh about what we have done. So to be in the great timing to do our thing.
Yeah, I think it's the same for me. I will rest a little bit and then a bit of holidays and starting my new year of engineering school.
Go back to work.
Yeah.
We will see our families back.
Yes.
So it will be nice too, after 1 month.
Yes.
So our organization is very art focused, and I think that sets us apart from a lot of organizations that work in a different way. And what are your thoughts about how the art is used in a humanitarian way?
I think that's amazing. Art has a really strong power to help people, to help them to express to say what they have on their mind, and like without saying a word or something, they don't have really to explain it. It's just there on a painting, a sculpture, or just a small draw on a paper, on a piece of paper. I don't care the form it. I don't care about how it is. I just want to care about what does it represent and what I feel in front of that, and how it can help the guy or the girl that made it. So I feel like it's a really, really powerful.
Yeah, I feel the same. I think it's really easier to express our traumatic experience by painting and not by word, because by word it put some words on the stories, so it can be really difficult, especially when you're traumatized about something. And like we talked about it, but the women in Austria during the World War II that took just a suitcase full of like painting stuffs and just went to the camp to let the children draw. I feel like it's amazing to let these people just express themselves, and also to sell their paintings, even if there are no painters, because everyone has something to say. And also the fact that they are selling their paintings, it can be a good starting point for them to after find a job and to pay their rent.
So I organized last week for a Greek man. He's an artist that we have been helping with his art.
Okay.
And we organized a art workshop for you.
Yeah.
And have you ever painted before? Was that your first time painting?
It wasn't the first time for me. I don't know for...
No, I just had art class at school, but that's it. I didn't paint that much before.
And I used to paint. I do still paint a little bit sometimes, but not very often.
Was a great time.
It was quite a great experience, because I didn't know that I could make as beautiful paintings. I've never done that, and it was a really good experience.
Yeah, we learned a lot, and we also learned to express ourselves. Each one of us had to do the same painting, but at the end we all had different paintings and different styles, and we all did different, we all tried to express our own vision of the painting we had to do. So I think this was really great. It was a nice time to express ourselves.
I think that it's so important for our audience to understand how powerful art really is. As you mentioned, this art teacher during World War II used it to comfort the children while the bombardment was happening and they were in the bunker painting, the children were. And that exhibition is in the Czech Republic. And so over the years and through different wars and through different times for people of all backgrounds, art has been a really amazing way to communicate. And that's what I love so much about how we are using the art. And we're trying to change the whole narrative about the refugee crisis. So when I go and I speak to universities and schools, I'm talking to people about the artists, not the refugee crisis. This man was a lawyer in Syria, and he's using this art to bring his family closer to him where he is in Greece, and many, many stories. And it's just really wonderful to see that we've been able to help hundreds of people, probably in the thousands. And most important is, besides giving them this way to communicate and give their voice back to share what their stories are and their resilient stories, but also to create empowerment for the people. They don't get a lot of opportunities ever. And so the art has been a wonderful way to show their value and to create some happiness and some hope for them. And yes, we're just really, really thankful that we have this platform, even though my office is overfilled with art from so many different people. But we're really happy when, you know, your group is going to take some art back. And I think that's one thing that we want to communicate with our audience today is, for many years, Ahmed and I, we facilitate bringing the children from the camps and the housing communities to our gallery. We organize the art workshops. We do all of the bios. We pack the art. I take the art to America and we sell the art. It's a big job. And for us, we need our community. We need you to go to your communities with this art. Organize on your own the pop-up events. Everything has a biography and flyers and posters with the information about the project. And so we're really reaching out to people to ask for support in helping us to sell the art and getting involved with our community and our project. It's really important. So tomorrow you're leaving back to France. How are you feeling today?
I have mixed feelings. To be honest, I really enjoyed home, like being home. That's amazing. I live in the mountains, so, you know, just staying in the mountains for 5 hours, just doing nothing, it's fine. I'm happy with it. But my time in Athens was very rich and full of different experience, the food, the eat, people, the gallery, etc. Like, that was amazing. So I don't know, maybe I will be happy to go back home and things like that, but my time was great here, so yeah, mixed feelings today.
Yeah, me too. But I feel like I didn't spend 1 month, I felt like it was just like 2 weeks. Like, time moves really fast here because we have a lot of things to do, a lot of things to, yeah, to do, and I'm glad we reached the end of the renovation, and yeah.
For me, I think it's the same as Victor, mixed feelings, because I'm also happy to see my family, but I'm really sad to leave Athens, to leave the gallery, but I'm telling myself that I will come back one day. I hope, even for a small visit when I pass in Athens. So that is good to know that you will stay here and we can still help, and we can still see each other in a few years maybe. Yeah. And yeah, that was an amazing time.
Yes, it was a very rich experience, and you're very fortunate to be able to spend a full four weeks.
Yeah.
Some of the students have 1 day, 2 days,
yeah.
But 4 weeks, it's a really great amount of time to really get a good overview of what's
yeah.
happening.
Really.
So we're very thankful for your visit, and we wish you all the best from Ahmed, and all of our children. We want to thank you so much for helping us and being here with us.
Thank you.
This was a great time.
Yeah.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup.